Grace and peace from the mystery in whom we live and move and have our being. I often have a special song that accompanies me through a season of my life, something that I'm just listening to again and again that offers the encouragement and energy I need for a particular period. Now, many of these songs have been written and sung by folk singer Carrie Newcomer, who excels at uncovering the holy in every moment. My song right now is called, I'm Learning to Sit with Not Knowing. I'm learning to sit with not knowing when I don't see where it's going. Cool my heels and start slowing. I'm learning to sit with not knowing. I'm learning to live with the high stakes, befriending my mistakes. Lay my hand where my heart aches. I'm learning to live with the high stakes. I listen to that song a lot these days. The song was released on an album in 2019, a year which carried its own uncertainties and challenges. Certainly, some of the drama and anxiety that's plaguing us now was already beginning. But it also feels strangely prescient, coming out just before the pandemic, which sent us all into that extended time of not knowing, of high stakes where we can't see what's ahead of us. Even as some things feel like they're going back to normal, so much has changed in the last 3 years. So much still feels up in the air, in the church, in our country, in our lives. I've been learning a lot about trauma this year, and the collective trauma that we've all been through together. Part of what defines trauma is the complete disordering or disintegration of what we believe is true or real or possible. We've experienced that break with what seems possible in a number of ways in these past years. Most obviously in experiencing a global pandemic, which required physical distancing and new technology and brought us to a type of fear and anxiety that we hadn't known in our lives. We even made a word for it, doom scrolling, right? That just, what's happening now? What's happening now? We also witnessed on video again and again the murder of George Floyd and the storming of the Capitol. The unreality that not only were we witnessing an attack on our Capitol, which I don't think any of us ever expected to see, but that it was perpetrated by US citizens. Our sense of certainty about what we can count on has been shaken. And in the midst of all this, the church, an institution many of us rely on as a steady presence in our lives, has been forced to change and change again. We experienced worship and community in ways we'd never imagined. And again, coming back doesn't feel quite the same. Even the old anxieties over membership and giving feel different this year. We are still church becoming. We just don't know what we will become. Now, there is a certain pomp and circumstance to our celebration of Reformation Sunday. I mean, we have a trumpet. It feels like our Lutheran day of triumph. And in truth, it is a celebration. Luther got it right. We are saved by grace, set free by the gospel. Thanks be to God. Amen. I'll take it. Amen. But what we don't always remember as we don our red clothes and sing "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," the anthem of the Lutherans, is the disruption and even the violence that was a part of the Protestant Reformation. It was also a time of great change. The printing press changed the way people shared and received information. Political entities were starting to separate themselves from Rome. And suddenly the church that had held together for centuries began to splinter. Martin Luther himself faced excommunication and threats of violence. But Luther held steady because he had grasped a truth which set him free from despair and changed his life. When he realized that God had already claimed him, that his eternal salvation was a gift of grace, not a thing he had to earn, it freed him to live the rest of his life in faith and trust of God. It did not make the rest of his life easy, nor did it clear the path before him, but depending on Jesus freed Luther to do the work that he felt called to do, and it enabled him to taste the joy of life in his family and in his love of music and preaching and teaching. It is also important to remember when we celebrate Reformation Sunday that we are not celebrating something only in the past. Reformation is not a one and done thing. One idea that came out of the Reformation, not just among Lutherans, but in the fuller Protestant Reformation, is that the church must always be reforming. That doesn't mean swaying according to every whim of culture, but it reminds us that the world is always changing. The way we communicate, the way we receive and process information, the music that we listen to, the way we have relationships, all of these things are changing. And the church must also change if we are to continue to share the good news of God's grace. Because that's what we're here for, is to share among ourselves, but also with all the people out there who do not know the good news of God's love for them. The trouble is, always reforming means that we keep coming back to not knowing. The time in between, when we feel like the church isn't what it's been, but it's not yet what it will be either, it's that uncomfortable place to be. And that's where learning to sit with not knowing comes in. Not knowing brings anxiety for those of us who like to be in control, which I'm guessing is most of the people here. Many of you know that I certainly like to be in control. And for those of us who like to be in control, not knowing is hard. But it is also possible to settle in to these uncertain in-between times, to invite calm and hope and even peace into this place. Newcomer sings, "Here's a clear space that I've chosen, where the denseness of this world opens, where there's something holding steady and true regardless of me or you." Even when the church is changing, we can still provide that clear space where there is something steady and true. Thousands of years ago, the psalmist found that clear space. "God is our refuge and strength," they wrote. "God is an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth shall change. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth shall change. We will not fear because God is with us. Be still and know that I am God." Here is the clear space where we can sit with our unknowing, our uncertainty, and our discomfort and not be afraid. Be still and know that I am God. This trust in God's presence is what holds steady and true for us today, as it did for Luther and the reformers, as it did for Paul and the Roman churches, as it did for Jesus and his followers. God, who is our refuge, our mighty fortress, our safe place in a storm. God, who is always with us, even when we don't know where we are or where we're going. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that God is with us. Be still in the midst of all we don't know, and know that God is. Be still.